Blog Talk Radio.
Go on top of the mountain. Go on top of the hill. where you is quiet. There, you are alone there, and it's calm, so you can communicate with God. Of course, that was true. That's true. But God does not always operate only on top of the hill. Even Goliath, who was challenging the people of God, also was thinking that God will operate on the hilltop, not in the valley. He got it wrong. Goliath got it wrong. Goliath thought that God will operate only on top of the hill, not in the valley. So when he challenged the people of God, he said, let's go down to the valley of Zorek and fight the battle there. If I conquer your man, we will be your leader. If you conquer us, you will take over. So there was a valley of Zorek. In the days of Prophet Elijah, it was Mount Carmel. They had a contest for Prophet Elijah on Mount Carmel. But now, Goliath and his people, they thought the best way to conquer the people of God, the best time to conquer them is when they are in the valley. They wanted to go to the valley, and of course they went to the valley of Zorek. And in the valley, David met Goliath. And what Goliath thought was not what happened. Goliath thought that because they were fighting in the valley, Goliath thought he was going to win. No, it didn't happen that way. You are going to win because you are fighting the people of God in the valley. So their God will not fight for them. Because the people of God are in the valley, you can just go there, you Goliath, you can just go there and conquer them. No, it didn't happen that way. It was Goliath who thought that God can only operate on the hilltop, on the mountain. And he got it all wrong. God does not operate only on the hilltop. The God of the daytime is the God in the night time. He's the same God all the way through. Whether it is morning, whether it is afternoon, whether it is evening, whether it is night, midnight, like Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail, God is the God all the time. He's a spirit, and they that worship in spirit and in truth, God bless all of you. Thank you for coming. God bless you all. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much. So, even when all is not well, God is still there with you. How about Joseph? Joseph was thrown into the prison for what he did not do. And one would have thought that God left Joseph. No. Right there in the prison, God was with Joseph, even in that situation. Even in that situation, God is still God. Yes, everyone is welcome. Our mother in Christ, Honorable Pastor Runke Adetunji, God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. We are glad to have you with us. Yeah, that's our mother in Christ, Honorable Woman of God, Runke Pastor with himself. Runke Adetunji, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. I know God is using you mightily. The church is moving on. The gates of hell can never prevail against the work of God you are doing, you and your husband. You are all doing good. God continue to bless you all and the church and everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. Talking about the God of the healed. He is still the God in the valley. Many people think that God operates when everything is all right. Say fair weather, friend. Say fair weather. It is good, so this is my friend. No, God does not abandon you in the time of need. Hi, but Job. Job was, attacked left and right. All his wealth was gone, his business. And not that he committed sin. Job was serving God. He loved God. And the devil came and attacked him. He, all his children, destroyed business. His health was gone. Everything was gone. Even in that situation, God was still with Job. Job was still talking to God. Job was still praising God. Job was still worshiping God. Job was still glorifying God until God turned the situation around and restored everything back to Job. Oh, yeah. You may be wondering, why are we talking this topic? Why do we have this topic? Yes, we have this topic because a lot of people are going through a lot of things, and they think God has abandoned them. It is not true. God does not abandon people. Even when people see an error or fail or made errors, mistake in their life, he's still coming to rescue them. Even if you fall several times, God is still coming to rescue you. God does not abandon people. Jesus said, I will not cast out anyone. There's nobody, I will not cast out anyone. There's nobody Jesus will cast away. Jesus will not reject you. You have to receive Jesus Christ. You have to love Jesus Christ and accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Jesus is not there to refuse you, to reject you, to cast you away because you have a problem, you have a need, you are going through trials and temptations. When I read about the Apostle Paul, I learned a lot. Apostle Paul, he was beaten, persecuted him, kicked around, left for dead in hunger. No clothes to wear, no food to eat. They imprisoned him for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So there is a fellowship of his suffering, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. There are temptations. There are trials. There are times when it is not smooth. Even Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, Before Jesus went to the cross, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was praying, saying, Lord. When I read those scriptures, in the Garden of Gethsemane, before Jesus went to the cross, it was not easy. Jesus said, Lord, please, can this cup, this cup of suffering, this cup of going to the cross to go and die, can this cup pass over me? Can I escape? Can I escape going to the cross? Jesus was even pleading as if he should escape from going to the cross. He triumphed. Okay, these are things we go through all the time. You know, a lot of people present Christianity as if it's, I don't know how to describe it. Jesus didn't say that you will not suffer persecution, you will not suffer, you will not come across difficult times. Jesus didn't say that. There are times you come across. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. None of these things should swallow us. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall persecution, shall tribulation, shall nakedness, shall peril? In all these things, we are more than conquerors. You are more than conquerors. Because Jesus lives, you can face tomorrow. Because Jesus is alive, you can face tomorrow. Let none of these things move you. God is still with you. Even if you don't have money in your bank account, God is still with you. Hey, I love God, though. He's not a fair weather friend. Fair weather friend. When it was all right, then you have friends. No, those are not your friends. Your friends in the time of need is your real friend. And then the Bible says that God is a brother that is closer than a brother. There is a friend that is closer than a friend. He's so close to you. He said, Lord, I'm with you always. God is with you always. No matter what it is, people blackmail you, talk bad of you, write things against you, all kind of things. You know, God is the same in the valley of life. When you are in the valley of life, God is still there. That's why you must hold your God, your Jesus. You must love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. He must be prayerful. You must, you know, follow through all the way through. You must fellowship, brethren. You must study the Bible. You must pray all the time. There you see the goodness of God. The man who wrote the book of Revelation, John, the Apostle John, the Revelator, he was excommunicated. He was driven away. He was alone in the island of Patmos. And right there, God gave him the book of Revelation. He wrote the book of Revelation. Even at that point of time, that was when he wrote, fair weather friend, God is with you in the privy yard, in the privy yard, like Joseph. Joseph was in the privy yard. God was still there in the privy yard. Paul and Silas, were in the prison yard, God was still there, even in the prison yard. In the hospital, I remember 2015, I had some issues, health issues. I was in the hospital in Goodluck Road. Lord, I was there for 2 months. And it was the first time I stayed in the hospital for that length of time. And while I was there, I had my Bible. People were coming to visit me, to pray with me, and so on and so forth. But I had my Bible by my side. And I was reading the Bible daily. I was praying daily. And then I noticed that inside the hospital, people die almost every hour. Almost every 2 hours, somebody is dying somewhere in the hospital. And the way we know, they will ring the bell, they will run up and down. We just know that somebody has just died. But I was in the middle of it all, and all I got was God of God, Jesus Christ, by my side. So even at that point, people were dying in the hospital, left and right, front and back. People were dying in the hospital. I was in the middle of that same hospital, and all I got was this. I got the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Jesus is the Word of God. So I held the Word of God day and night in the hospital for 2 months, and people were dying front and back, left and right, up and down, left door, left labor, and people were dying. I was just there, and all like that. God sent his word, and his word went forth. Salvation and healing and deliverance. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. May God send his word, and his word went forth, and brought healing and deliverance, salvation to the people. All I got was this. Keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on. You gotta keep on holding on. I've gotta keep on holding on. Never get tired of that, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Never get tired of that, but you must keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You gotta keep on holding on. I gotta keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding. We gotta keep on holding. We gotta keep on holding. Never been a time like that, but we must keep on holding. We gotta keep on holding. Keep on holding. You gotta keep on moving up. You gotta keep on moving up. Now a bit time for that, but you must keep on moving on. The devil may try to get you, sickness and disease may try to get you, poverty may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. He's able to see you through. He's able to walk you through life. The devil is trying to push you down. The demons are trying to harass you. The enemy is trying to get you. But you must keep on holding on. Looking on to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. The many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord delivered him from them all. That's Psalm 34. Psalm 34, I remember when I was discharged from the hospital, I was asked to come and preach in a church. I didn't say no. I just came out of the hospital. And it was barely, not up to 2 weeks, I was just resting. A church said, I should come and preach. I did not say no. I went there to, and what was my sermon? My sermon, which God gave me to that day was Psalm 34, Psalm 34, verse 19. It said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. For the Lord delivered out of them all. That's Psalm 34, verse 19. See this. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. For the Lord delivered him from them all. Even the righteous person is afflicted. That's what it means. Are you surprised? The righteous person is afflicted. Because look at this. Look at this. Psalm 34. The many are the afflictions of the righteous. For the Lord delivered him from them all. So, the righteous person, he went through all the affliction. The only difference is the Lord delivered him apart from them all. I don't know what it is for the unbeliever, for the person who didn't know Christ, who don't have Jesus. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. So if you don't have Christ in you, I don't know how you're going to make it. We're talking about receiving Jesus Christ. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, to them God gave power to become the sons of God, or daughters of God. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And then Psalm 34 verse 19, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. What a mighty God is that. This God is available to deliver you from all your temptations and trials and difficulties, hard times, valleys, time, it is valley time, you know, when all is not well, when there are issues, there are problems, you know, you're going through stuff. You know, Daniel was put in the furnace of fire, the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown into the furnace of fire for not committing, they did not commit any crime, they did not do anything wrong. But these are the affliction of the righteous. But the Lord God delivers him or her from them all. Thank God for God who delivers. He delivers us from all of them. Delivers us from accidents. He delivers us from untimely death. He delivers us from the arrow that fly by day, from the terrors that move. He delivers you from trouble, delivers you from sickness and disease. He delivers you from untimely death. He delivers him or her from them all. So your story is different. Your story is different. You have a God that delivers you in the time of need, in the time of problem, in the time of trouble. You have a God. As a God who never fails. I'm a God who never fails. He's a never fail. He will never fail. Forever my man. He's a never fail. He's a never fail. Amen. He's a never fail. He's a never fail. He will never fail.
God is not interested in failing.
So even when you are down, he's there to lift. Oh yes. Every day is like 4-7 times I will stand up again. It doesn't matter where you are right now. I tell you, this message is very divine. Right now, we have nearly 1,000 people in this church. And this is the largest we ever have. We have about 18,000 people who are attending this service right now from around the world. I want to tell you the truth. God will never fail you. Look at it, Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. God said, I'm not interested in you failing. You are the Joshua of today. I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. God is not interested in you failing. Devil that makes people fail. So you need to have that God. You need to have that God that makes you succeed. Because in verse 8, it says, thou shalt meditate. In verse 8, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. You will have good success in your life, in your family, in your business, in your church, in your ministry, in everything you lay your hands on to do. God said, you shall have good success. Then he said, you shall meditate on the word day and night, and observe to do all that is written therein. Then shall you make your way prosperous, and then have good success. What a loving God. What a loving God. He wants you to have success. He has given you success. He crowned thee with his loving kindness and tender mercy. He crowns your effort with success. Hey, what a mighty God we serve. 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 Won't you jump and praise the Lord? Won't you shout and praise the Lord? Won't you jump and praise the Lord? I will shout and praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve, a mighty God we serve. The God who loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for you, so that you can have eternal life in him. That is God we are talking about. The God who said, I will neither fail thee nor forsake you. He's not interested in forsaking you no matter what it is. He's by you all the time. He said to the disciples, lo, I am with you all the time. He's always with us. He's for us. He's not against us. He's with us. Even to the end of the day. That is all. We are going to pray right now. And I want you to know that even when you are in the valley of life, God is with you. Oh, yeah, there are valleys of life. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, that was the valley. Bali when Paul was in the prison for what he didn't do. That was the valley of life. Joseph was thrown into jail. Valley, those are valleys. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into furnace of fire. Valley. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. These are valleys. Go through all kinds of things. Form of silence and grief. So there is a God who is with you, even in the valley of life. Because Goliath got it all wrong. So that God was only available on the hilltop. No. The God of the new day, God is the night time. The God in the midnight is the God in the daytime. The God, when you are in the valley of life, he sees the same God when you are up in the hills, glorifying God. We have the dream, God. Now we want to pray. I want you to open up your heart and let him in. Yes. He's Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. I was lost and deeply sin. And open up my heart to let him. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. I was lost and deep in sin. I opened up my heart to let him be. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. That is your God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed. He will never change. He doesn't have to change. Hey, it is good life. Yes, everyone is welcome. God bless you. Let us begin to pray. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in you. Confess your sins to God. Repent of your sins. And turn away from your wicked ways, so that you can have eternal life. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you want to see God, you need to be pure in heart. Yes, let Jesus Christ in you is the hope of glory. Yes, let him come in and dwell with you. Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray for salvation. For everyone who has come into this service tonight, Lord Jesus, reach out to them with your saving grace. Let them know you and have you as their personal Lord and Savior. And they be born again and be filled with their Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, what shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and somebody lose? Let Jesus come into your heart and dwell in peace. Yes, hallelujah. God, reach out to everyone. As many as I need, as many that need to be healed, heal them, oh God. As many that need to be saved, save them, oh God. As many that need to be delivered, deliver them, oh God. As many that need to be strengthened them, oh God. Empower them, oh God. More grief to their elbow. More anointing and more grace. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Open that door. Peace. Open that door. Open that gate. Open that. Make a way where there is no way. Let there be a breaking through and a breaking forth to possess our possession. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, let's have more than enough. You are Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Jesus. Give us more than enough. Give everyone more than enough. Everyone more than enough. More than enough. Let it be more than enough. We shall not live in lack and want. We shall have plenty. Good measure taken together. Press down, running over. Shall we have? Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive from the throne of grace all that God has for us. Amen and amen. Yes, I want to thank every one of you for being a part of this service. I tell you, it is the largest we ever had. Right now, we are almost 20,000 people that are from all over the world. And I tell you, God has done you good in the name of Jesus. We love you, and Jesus loves you, Felicia and I. We say, God bless you all abundantly for being a part of this service. Thank you all for everything you do to help keep this ministry on air every week. And those of you who send offerings and donations, God continue to bless you and reward you abundantly. May he rebuke the devourer for your sake, and may he open the windows of heaven and pour you blessings, that you have enough room to give your blessings. In the name of Jesus. May you all prosper in the heaven, even as your soul prosper, long life and prosperity for every one of you. In Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. We love you, and Jesus loves you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So everyone, you know, email it, tweet it out, share it, let it go viral, and bless the whole world. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm happy to announce the Full Gospel Business Sense Fellowship. America is having fellowship tomorrow, Saturday, at the Comfort Inn Capital Bestway, 4050 Powder Mill Road, Bethesda, Maryland, 2075. Going to be there as from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every last Saturday of the month. Full Gospel Business Sense Fellowship. At Comfort Inn, Capital Bedway, 4050 Powder Mill, Maryland. If you want to come, you can attend. I will be there. So God bless you all. Thank you so much. Love you as Jesus. I'll see you. Lord, you got to put this in my phone.